And it's time for an Insight program. We've got GP with us in studio. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. Finally got this belly settled after the leftovers. No question about that. Leftovers, I swear, Corey, are just as good as the dinner itself.
I think it took me until about 7 a.m. this morning to feel settled after the weekend.
In other words, you don't remember anything because you fell asleep in the chair?
That's exactly right. you're here, of course, for, to talk a little Christmas in Wadena, the light show, and already well underway, right? It started Thanksgiving night?
Yeah, started 23rd November, started at 5:30, and that was a Thursday, so the show only went till 9.
Sure.
But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it goes from 5:30 till 10 over the weekends.
Let's get a little background on Christmas in Wadena. How did it start? Okay. Where did it start? What was the genesis of the whole thing?
Oh, that's a great question. I play 9 instruments, so I've played all through Wadena High School and took the tuba parts and put them in the bass guitar parts and started the jazz band and the stage band. Talked to school to get a Fender Precision Bass with a Bassmaster amp. 8th grade, I wasn't as big as the other big boys there playing sports, so I really rocked it with music.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a real good background in music, played all through college, started the Minnesota Music Academy when Prince was out there with Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
South of the old Met, now the Mall of America, was the Carlton Celebrity Room. A lot of national, Elvis played there, a lot of national acts, so a lot of music theory, crescendos, knowing how the business works.
Mm-hmm.
I always put Christmas lights up. Yeah, you put a regular light bulb up and do some things, and okay, that was kind of cool. And it was 2006, the Super Bowl. I saw that there was a Budweiser commercial, and there was an animated Christmas light to music. Ooh, what is this? New technologies hitting the stage. So I bought some of the software. And it took me 2 years to master it. More than once, if my wife was here, because she could acknowledge that I was going to quit 3 times because it was so frustrating. So after that, took 2 years to build everything. And the show was only maybe 10 minutes. But people heard that I was building something, you know, small community word gets out. And so started that in 2008 through the switch after 2 years of programming. And everybody came and said, well, what do you want to do for a cause? So I thought, well, the Project Share Wadena Food Shelf would be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's other organizations certainly worthy of having an in-kind donation. But, you know, you and I, we eat. We're okay, Corey. But the guy that doesn't have food,
right.
That's how it all got started, was in 2006.
2006 is when it all began. And over the course of that time, you have found a place to donate and a worthwhile cause.
Yes.
In which you've contributed quite a bit.
Yes, it's Project Share of Wadena County, our local food shelf. And to date, this past year, now 2022, Wadena has received upwards of $26,000 and almost 6,000 pounds from Christmas in Wadena, all in kind from guests that visit the display.
So what is the lead up to a brand new year of Christmas in Wadena? What's the itinerary look like to make sure that this show is ready to roll for folks?
Well, the software always changes, so you have to keep up with software. You started with Generation 1, now we're up to Generation 6 as far as increased software capabilities and different opportunities to program everything. But people don't realize it's not plug and play. You don't go out and buy this and plug it in and put something up. So I have hydraulic hose reels. I used to have wooden ones, but the hydraulics are just as strong but lighter weight. But you create communication snakes. You're in radio, you know snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have communication snakes that I have that this one might have 1,600-foot extension cords on it. So there's a lot of maintenance on it. I hate squirrels this time of year.
Yep.
Squirrels, they get the new cords. I'm sure the boys in the park are thinking the same thing here at Burlington Northern Park.
Right, right.
The amount of lights they have to replace each year. So it's always maintenance and power. People always ask. That's the number one question, Corey.
Yeah,
you know, from all the major media in the Twin Cities area, in Duluth, Fargo, they've been all down talking to me. But the number one question is, hey, GP,
yeah,
what's your electric bill? You know, Corey, to date, I've never told anyone the electric bill. I said, you know, it's all right. The guy said, why don't you put a little can out there, so you know, for the food shelf and offset for your electric bill. I said, no, it's okay. We're good.
So what you're telling is you're not going to tell me that number today, huh?
No.
Can we keep it a secret for one more year?
Well, it was interesting. I went to the city council meeting, and I said, we're talking about the one-way street and the school is closing that up by north of my house there. And we were having a conversation, and I said to the mayor at that time, I said, listen, all the people that come to Wadena in November, December for food and groceries and gas, they all come to the light show because I hear about it and see it. I said, can I get a second that they waive my November and December electrical bill? I did not get a second, Corey, unfortunately.
Man.
That's what I thought. You know, everybody's coming to Wadena, you guys. Can you help a brother out? You know, cut me some slack.
Hey, you already weren't getting the break. What's the hurt asking?
Dang
right?
It. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, there's obviously a lot of info out on Christmas in Wadena and the light show, but we got you here, so let's get some of the details. When is the show available for people to see? What are they going to see when they stop by?
Well, certainly you can go to christmasinwadena.com. We have my own webpage. You can go to Facebook, Christmas in Wadena. But the show this year starts Thanksgiving Day, 23rd November, and then it goes till New Year's. And then I have a special extra time in there over Christmas because there's not many people coming through. I have to go out there and help direct traffic because of the amount of people that comes through.
Right.
So, yeah, people always ask, what's new? What's new? What's new? Well, my wife rolls her eyes when she hears that because it takes anywheres. I'm slowing down and saying this.
Yeah.
It takes anywheres from 5 to 8 hours to do 5 seconds of music.
Yep.
We're telling 52 computers, 3 miles of extension cords, and a half mile of Cat 5 cable to do within 1/300th of a second.
Mm-hmm.
I know every single light bulb, I know every single note. And when people go through these drive-through things, pay $10 with a carload of people, that's fine. Everybody's having fun. You know, you don't diss anybody. But those are called static displays where you see a penguin throw a ball over the road and you're driving through it like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an animated display and everything is sequenced right to music, it's a whole different layout. So I tell my wife, don't move my notes in my office because it takes that much time for me because I get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I added some angels over the office. I added more lights on the south side because there's that many people coming through. So, and you're upgrading some of the LED bulbs. Got another, I think, 12,000 threw up just to replace some chewed up stuff. So, yeah, the show's great. It started out, it was only 10 minutes, and now the show is actually almost 2.5 hours.
And that's what's really fun, I will say, from our family's perspective, is you can show up maybe right at sunset, and you can stick around for half an hour and see that half hour.
Correct.
And then, a week later, we got something else to do, and it's 7 o'clock. We show up at 7 o'clock and see a different half hour from 7 to 7:30. You can get different stops in the throughout that entire Christmas season and
that's
see a different show.
That's a fact, Corey. No question about it. A guy said to me, he says, well, you know, why don't you come up with a show, let's say Monday is a country western theme, Tuesday is a hip-hop theme, Wednesday is a Christian church night or whatever. And I said, dude, you know how much time that would take? You know, I'll give you some examples.
Mm-hmm.
That mega wreath, I call that big wreath, that took a year and a half to make.
Mm-hmm.
That's got 22,000 feet of garland on it. It's got 27,000 lights on it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to come up in a 12-foot reverse projection screen with 40-some bungees to hold it so the wind doesn't blow it.
Right.
So we had to come up with a specialized trailer. My welding guy, every time he sees me, he goes, oh, hey, GP, what are we building now?
Uh-huh.
Great guy out of Park Rapids, Izzy, Sean up there, we're giving you a shout out. But we came up with a specialized trailer to load this wreath down, and we get drywall supply. They come over with a crane. We block the street, hook it up, and go 30 feet in the air and drop it back down so you can see some live video on it. But, you know, that's just some of the crazy ideas. I got an idea for next year. We'll see how it comes out. I'm thinking of making an 8-foot by 13-foot animated cloud. And his eyes will blink. It might be 30-some channels, and his mouth will move just to get your attention. But all of a sudden, he'll inhale and then blow snowflakes all across the entire place. I've got almost 1 million lights in storage. 1 million lights. A business went out of business. A guy went out of business, and he had 24-foot trailers full of Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And the guy said, "Hey, they're selling these things dirt cheap." So I just said, "Okay." I bought 24-foot two of them.
Yeah.
And I got all these lights, Corey. So I mean, if we want to decorate across the city of Wadena, I mean, we could definitely throw up some lights. But
before you know it, you're going to have your own Las Vegas sphere right here in Wadena.
Oh my gosh! I saw the sphere. That's $500,000 a month for just electricity. That was insane. There.
GP, before I let you get out of here, is there anything else you want to make sure you mention?
Well, if you haven't enjoyed it, you should come by and definitely check it out. If you don't have internet, some people don't. It's located on 414 3rd Street Southwest, Wadena, Minnesota. Or you can go to christmaswadena.com, or you can go to facebook.com. But the funny thing is all the stories. So when you give money to the food shelf, you hear the stories that the girls tell you about people that are really, truly hungry.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. But one quick story. This was a classic of all classics. I happened to be down at Ben Franklin, Wadena. And this gal came up to me, and she goes, "You're that Christmas light guy, aren't you?" And she was a black woman. And she said, "You know, I'm from Chicago. I came out of an abusive situation. My girlfriend was up here in Wadena. I didn't even know where Wadena was. But I had to get out of there with my four kids." And she said, "My girlfriend works days, I work nights, so she can watch the kids and I'll watch the kids, and we don't have a car." And she says, "Because of you, I was able to go to the food shelf and get a lot of food. I was embarrassed, but I had to feed my babies. My babies were hungry."
Mm-hmm.
So she says, "Now I've got my house, I got a good man, my kids are doing good, things are doing great, I still love up here in the area." And she said, "When you ever go to your donation box out there and you ever see some change," she says, "that's my little kids." She says, "I go out to that box and I tell the kids we're going to throw some money in to help the next family." So she's like, "I can't thank you. God bless you," and all that. And So that was a real interesting story because of Christmas Wadena's donation. So, yeah, it's a really good feeling.
It's fun. It's fun to put in all that work, and it's a passion project of yours for sure. But really, the main point is exactly that story, isn't it?
That's exactly it. And, you know, when you come out there and you're parking people, too, and you hear people, "Where are you from?" "Duluth." "I'm from Melrose." "I'm from St. Cloud." "Oh, I'm from Fargo." "I'm from Fergus Falls." "We hear about your display. Is it worth the drive?" "Yeah, you've never seen anything like it." You know, people say, especially guys, "Oh, God, we're going to drive there," and all that. Yeah, until you see it, and you go, "How the heck's a guy do that?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out there parking cars, and the guy said, "Hey, is anybody home? It's always dark inside there." Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, the guy's not home. He's standing alongside you."
Yeah,
said,
right.
"Oh, dude!" You know. So if you're there, the first 45 minutes, 30 minutes, you know, from 5:30 to about 6:15, it's a lot of kids stuff. Let It Go, Frozen, Into the Unknown.
Yep.
Baby Shark comes on. Kids lose their mind.
Yep.
You know, and then you got Pharrell playing Happy, and I got the Minions on there, and then they go, "Mama, bananas," and all that stuff. So it's just a fun event.
Cool. I encourage you to check out ChristmasInWadena.com for all the details and show times, and then obviously go check out the Light Show. GP, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, my friend.
Want to listen back? Inside Christmas in Wadena, available for podcast at WadenaRadio.com or wherever it is you get your podcasts.